You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
It's old home week here in the studio. Madeline and Hiram just kind of catching up with each other. And that's funny. That is so funny.
You remember what you wore.
Yeah, that worries me, actually, Hiram.
I'm sorry.
You remember what you wore.
She's so vivaciously beautiful. And you're kind of like, you just kind of go, yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
You are a national treasure. And then I find out she's a Christian, so that's even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been spending all this time trying to squash my head back down into nothing, and you guys are just
we pump
blowing
you up.
Lots
pump
of
you
hot
up.
Air
yeah,
back
that's right.
into it.
Because we're here to pump you up. Listen to me now. Hear me later.
Can I be honest watching nigga this time?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, man. Well, folks, Hiram Joseph is in the house, as they say.
Yeah.
And, the crowd goes wild.
That's right. Bad breath.
Last time I saw you was at the Blind Boys of Alabama
That
concert.
Is right.
And that would be the first time I saw you.
And you said never again.
I said I don't want to see that guy again, man.
That's right. Security.
Do you remember the name of the opening act of that girl who came out?
I want to say something Duchek. She was very, very good.
Wasn't she on?
Trust me.
Except she had that whole housewife thing going, that motif. I was not impressed with that.
That wasn't working.
It was not working at all.
I love her, but she needs a stylist.
She does.
My sister, can you assist her?
Yeah, Madeline, you can be the stylist.
Oh, that's name sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, she's got a husband who was on Jimmy Kimmel that night
that's
or something, right?
Yeah, she was bragging, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel's a pretty hot show.
Hot commodity. Hiram Joseph, we want to find out who you are. Remember, there's that question. Who are you? Who are you? That dumb question. But you guys met, like, how long ago? What was that whole story?
That would have been early 90s, mid-90s, because it was Twyla Powers, and Twyla had just lost her weight. And she was, coming out and doing her new, 30 pounds lighter and all that kind of stuff. And she resigned to not having any kids and blah, 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 blah. And so I talked to her after stage. So that's the reason I remember that. And it might have been, 2 years for you of doing the Chevy Chase movie and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, that would have been probably 1990.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's the last time you guys saw each other, 1990?
I said, you rock. And she had that, security, security.
Yeah. How old were you? How old were you, 12?
That's right, yeah. Olive Delay.
No wonder I didn't recognize you.
Oh, man. You guys are killing me here.
I'm sorry. Killing me softly.
Yes. Roberta Flack, wasn't that Roberta Flack?
Oh, I love Roberta Flack. Fugees later.
You know, I actually, we're going to talk about you really in a minute, but right now it's still about me. I bought for the first time in my life something off television, with all the infomercials that are out there. I just never do that, right? First time in my life, Greg Brady was selling the Time Life.
I saw that.
Hits of the 70s.
That's right.
Man, that's good stuff.
And that shirt's got to go.
Oh, that is the butt ugliest shirt. That's like a Rick Warren shirt.
Yes. Bad drugs.
It's just not a good scene.
But a great infomercial.
Oh.
Brought back memories. I was like, okay, those are my moments.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember my moments in there.
Okay, how old are you now? Now you have to tell me.
No, we're not going there.
Come on,
so
show
listen.
Me
Hiram.
Okay, 55, Hiram. 55, Olive Delay.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Tell me about the beginnings, man. You grew up and doing Jesus stuff right from the start, or grew up in a Christian family? Or
no. None of the above.
Okay.
A long, long story, very, very short. Came from a typical dysfunctional family. My parents on paper and in person looked fabulous, but their marriage is not going anywhere. They decided to bring me into the picture, and that was truly downhill from then on. And so long story short, when my parents divorced, by that time I would have been one. And my mother decided to clean up her wounds and travel a little bit, and so she became a socialite. And my older brother, who's 13 years older, he loved the Army, and so we came to Canada to see if he could process through and become a Canadian citizen and being involved in the Army, and that was not applicable in those days. You had to wait 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Where did you grow up?
You start off in the Caribbean, on an island called Tobago, Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
Must come an experience. And then when I was 4 years old, how you know? But wait, the man is blacker than I am. That's all I'm telling you right now. So.
What were you just
saying? I'll tell you later. Yes, brother. You've dated some black women. That's all I'm saying. Okay. We know your testimony now. And so when my fourth birthday, I came to Canada, and I have been here ever since. So I'm a Canadian West Indian.
Nice.
It is a nice merger for myself.
Yeah. Ever get into cricket? Do you ever play that much?
No? I love the white.
Right.
I look sporting in white.
Yes.
But that's about it.
It is probably the most boring game in the history of sports.
Well, especially my aunt and uncle, they were part of this world traveling cricket team and, you know, basically socialized. So they had too much money and disposable income and could fly anywhere and wear white and play cricket.
Yes.
So I was bored.
Yeah.
I mean, much respect to people who do it.
Yeah.
But
grass growing is more exciting.
You can't say that now. You blew it up.
I'm sorry.
No backpedaling.
I feel like you're like the male Oprah for me. I'm just being so just letting it all out.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. You want to jump up in the seat and proclaim your love
for
somebody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Tom.
We love Madeline.
Oh, man. Okay, so the singing stuff, when is all that kind
of... Basically, the doctor hit me the wrong way when I came out of my mother's womb, and I wailed a high C from then on.
Yeah.
I thought I was a ham, but my teachers loved me, and so from the time I was about four, I used to get the leads in a lot of school plays, and I just thought I was a teacher's pet or the ham, but it wasn't until I was about 10... And I was attending a Lutheran church in North York, and long story short, the music director invited me to be part of the choir and said, you're going to audition for the musical. And I'm like, what's audition? Go home, memorize a song, and come back in 2 weeks. Oh, just say so.
Yeah.
So went, came back, and the song was Birthday of a King. And long story short, it was between myself and an older gentleman, about 45 years old, and so... He sang, and...
Did you pull a Tonya Harding on him? Like, hit him with a crowbar so he was out of the competition?
And I was just happy to be in the room to sing. I really was. So then I sang my part, and the ladies were in the choir loft, and they were little biddies. And they said, that boy can sing. And I remember that whenever someone didn't sing well, they were always in front of me going, oh, that girl cannot sing. Yeah. Jesus, bear her cross. Find another ministry. Go someplace else.
That is one gifted woman, but not in singing.
Oh, yeah. And they were a little bit more carnal about the whole process. But... So that was when I was affirmed that, you know, I could sing.
Hmm.
And the rest is history. You know, started doing a lot more school plays and musicals, and then joined choir and did jazz in high school, and did things with people like in Vancouver with Diane Krall, and went to her school. We did a school swap and blah, 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 blah. And 15 became a Christian, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Okay, let's dive into that the initially surrendering your life to Christ scenario.
Okay.
Take us a little bit through that, Hiram.
Long story short, As a teenager going through bad acne and gaining weight and all that kind of stuff and wanting to, we had moved. That was the first bad thing. So teenager trying to fit into a new school system, lost my girlfriend, couldn't find anybody.
You started writing country music then.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I lost everything. Yeah. I want my mullet back. That was this process where all my life I'd been involved in church and finally said, okay, God, if you're real, you got to show me some love. I mean, like, I am not feeling safe and secure in any way, shape, or form. And God came into my life and I had an experience. And then 4 months later, here I was on Huntley Street singing a duet, More Than Wonderful. And that started it.
Wow. Tremendous.
Yeah.
Tremendous. All right. Looking back over the career, it sounded like you're in retirement now.
That's right. My dentures.
Looking back over the career, what were the aha moments? And I'm going to ask you two aha moments. When you went, aha, okay, God, I get you now. There's something about you I finally get, a grace, a forgiveness, a love, unconditional love. Can you give us an aha moment and maybe an experience that kind of came with that?
Two. Two of them. First one, in 1988, I had the privilege of going to the capital for Ottawa and there at Canada, and we did a rally with Mother Teresa. All that through that whole process here, I'd been, you know, wanted to be involved in music ministry on a part-time basis, wouldn't be a doctor or be a government worker. I'm sorry, civil servant. My mother's listening.
Yes.
And that was the moment when it was one, meeting Mother Teresa and realizing what a privilege to meet her. And two, that the way the game was played is that whoever got positioned to sing just before she spoke, I mean, you knew that was like the jewel of the crown. You know,
sure.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
It was myself and my duet partner.
Wow.
We sang 20 minutes. In front of 30,000 people, I'd never had that privilege to sing in front of that many people, and having Mother Teresa to stand between us. And I wish I had a Kodak moment for that, like I do wish I had now with Madeline. But
we have a camera here.
God love you.
Okay.
I'll pay you anything.
We got it.
Anything.
Got
just let me make sure I get some makeup on, and I'll be fine.
Makeup.
Thank you.
you got issues, man. You really
I know. And so. That was one of the moments where, one, I met someone who I could not believe that had such presence, and the love of God flowed all over her. And it also was a secondary of affirming that I was in this for life. Even if I was fighting God in the whole process of wanting to go into ministry, I did not want, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to either do that or go into the civil servants and be happy and have a condo and maybe a nice car and live in some urban center.
Yeah.
And that was one of the points for some reason that I remember, I'm in this for life.
Hmm.
I'm going to be a long-term player. And I said, okay, God, I let go of the reins and let him lead where he has. And it's been 26 years and 45 countries so far.
Brilliant.
The secondary moment that I would say, one was a love for me. About 4 years ago, I went to minister in Uganda for the very first time and met some local Canadians who have been doing extremely well and are considered what I would consider lifers in Africa. Gary and Gary Skinner and his lovely wife, Marilyn, they do a church called Kampala Pentecostal in Uganda, in Kampala itself. And they started a ministry because of the whole explosion of the epidemic of pandemic of AIDS in Uganda, with all the amazing kids who had lost their parents. And so they started the Watoto ministry.
Oh, yeah, I saw them. Yeah.
And so I can say I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of people in ministry, and I've had the privilege of being the banquet king, where you go and do your thing for them and blah, 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 and you help raise money and praise the Lord, and may you use it wisely and do what you need to do for it. But I had a heartfelt connection with those kids, and so that started the process with me. I came right back after 48 hours being in the same clothing, flying coming back after 9/11 with that whole process. Came back and walked into my church and said, we have got to do something about assisting Watoto. We have got to do something. They were planning for the theme of what they were going to do that year for our mission fest at People's Church, my home church.
Hmm.
And it was the year of the child. So unbeknownst to me, they took my information, put me on a string. I didn't know anything. And they called, got in contact with the ministry, brought them down. And that has been an amazing connection with our congregation and Watoto kids. They come every year. We have decided to support the ministry on a tangible way. We were able to help do a fundraising event to raise $500,000 to help them build their first wave of their school. We have committed for 10 years to be with them to co-labor on helping with building a hospital, the school, and also every year we will do at least, I think, 3 homes. So it has been an amazing opportunity to know where I'm, just like I'm standing here before you, I knew that I knew I was supposed to be involved with that ministry, and I've tried to do everything I can to facilitate. I know that I would consider myself maybe not a great singer, but I'm a man of great favor, and people owe me lots of favors.
So that's nice.
I call in my favors
that's
at the
nice.
Right
yes.
applicable time.
Yeah, you're like the mob boss of the Christian
Come
mafia.
On now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You know? Oh, man. All right. Listen, I don't want to put this off any longer. I want you to sing, if you don't mind. And we've got a little song. Can you set it up for us, this song?
I would be honored. This song has done extremely well for me on my brand new CD called Who Is Like the Lord. And it states to me such a wonderful reaffirmation. I call this song Comfort Food Music for the Soul. The song is entitled Lord Reign in Me. And I don't know where you are, beloved, on this continuum of your search, but hopefully you've come to the place, like so many of us, to say we surrender to you, God, and we access and give you full dominion. And Lord, will you reign in our hearts, reign in our lives, and everything that we say and do, may you get all the glory. So, beloved, reign in me.
Awesome. On the Drew Marshall Show, Hiram Joseph.
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Over every thought and over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. You mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. Come on and reign in me again.
Joseph on the Drew Marshall Show, folks, pumping it out and probably just destroyed our microphone. What a powerful voice. That is amazing how strong your lungs are and your and everything else you got there, man. You are one blessed dude.
Now, if I could whistle for him right now, my whistle would blow out your window. Yeah. And you're not going to get my whistle because it's too dangerous in here.
Oh, man.
Well, God is good, isn't he?
Thank you so much for that.
Oh, my privilege.
We'll open up the phone lines, 905-338-1250. There's someone phoning in right now. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. sorry.
That's all right.
I was trying to get a pen. I want to write down a name.
All right. Do you want to say something to Hiram before you write down names?
Yes.
Well, speak to him. He's listening.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Very nice voice.
Thank you. You're very kind. Isn't God good?
Wonderful. He gives us so many wonderful gifts, and I'm glad to see you're using it.
Well, thank
you. It's very good. And I have lots of friends I have to tell them about your music.
Please.
And I'm sure a lot of them have already, but I would love to. And I just want to write down the name properly. I must say congratulations and all the best to you, and may God just keep your voice stronger.
Well, thank you.
You can win many souls with it for Christ.
Amen. That's what I'm about.
Okay, so give me your name, please.
My name is Hiram. It's spelled H-I-R-A-M.
H-I-R.
And last name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Not Walker. That's wrong spirit.
No. No.
Okay.
That'd be a different thing.
Okay.
So Hiram Joseph, in the latest CD is Who is Like the Lord?
Who is Like the Lord?
Who is Like the Lord?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Thanks.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. We have way too much fun in the show. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Sharon. How are you doing today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm great.
Do you want to say a quick hello to Hiram?
Of course.
Hey,
that's the reason I called. Hi, Hiram.
How you do, Sharon?
I'm great. It's a blessing to listen to your music.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. You're very kind to say that.
You're blessed. You're blessed. Just want to say you keep up the good work for the Lord.
Covet
and
your
God
prayers.
Bless you.
You too. Bless you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, we'll take another ego-boosting phone call. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Maria.
Maria, I'd like to introduce you to Hiram Joseph.
I know. I just got back in my car and heard the song. I didn't even know he was on, and it was such a blessing because I'm just coming back from a prayer vigil at my church, and it just took me to another level. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing. Your music just lifts my heart.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, what about me? What do you want to say about me?
Well, you're just consistently
you're
a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm going to the new level with you.
I can't let anybody else climb up higher in this ladder, man. All right, thanks for your call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, man. Way too much fun. Folks, in the studio with Hiram Joseph and Madeline Osborne, and we're just finding out a little bit about this fellow's life. We know a lot about his music and awards. Let's talk about the second aha moment as far as making it big. Now, I know, Hiram, you're a humble enough guy to laugh at that comment, to go, make it big. What are you kidding me? But you have. You're a full-time musician, and in Canada, that's making it big.
Yeah, that is a miracle. It is. I mean, I'm grateful to God. I don't take advantage of it.
Yes.
And I'm realizing that's grace.
Yeah.
But like anything else, you got to work at it, you know. I think, like Madeline and yourself, we love what we do,
yeah.
And God has blessed it. And I think when we do it with the right heart, the sweetest aroma comes from it, and that's what people are recognizing. They sense the fragrance of Christ.
So when was that aha thing where you went, you know what? Yeah, this is it. This is, I'm here. Not in an arrogant, I've arrived, I'm all that kind of thing, but, you know, award ceremony or something?
Well, okay, the award ceremony that... I never ever thought, oh my gosh, I never thought that I would have had the privilege of meeting some of the people that I grew up listening to, whether Christian or secular, was going to the Junos in 97. My album, I thought was okay, but the honesty was, I got the album and I thought, oh, I got to work hard because I got to pay back the investors and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I'm like fiscal. It's like, okay, craft dinner for next 3 years.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And my management said, well, we're going to submit the CD. I'm going, how many CDs you got to submit again? No. That's a suit. I can buy a suit with that. No. And I fought them, honestly. I fought them for about a half an hour. I said, okay, whatever. You take it out of your money, out of your cut. It's not coming out of mine. So they send off the 12 CDs, and all of a sudden I got nominated for a Juno. And then it's like, what?
Wow.
Okay. Who? Okay. I would like, yeah. Am I being punked? You know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so a friend of mine called me and said, well, congratulations, Harm. You are a Juno nominee. Kudos. Hope we'll see you in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So then I thought, okay, I will call a friend of mine who is a techie. Said, can you check to see the web if my name is there? And he goes, congratulations. I'm like, oh, are you going to go? Da-da-da-da. What are you going to wear? I'm going like,
Where's the suit?
The suit's gone, man. I just sent those CDs.
That's right. I want my mullet back. So end up going to the Junos, and what a blast. I get to reacquaint myself again with people like a blonde, jazz, Vancouver.
Diana Krall.
Thank you, Diana Krall.
You did say her name earlier.
That's right. I'm like, so I bumped into Diana Krall, and she's kind of like, I'm going, Diana, you remember me? And it's like, security.
Yeah. Hey, we just had that moment before, didn't we?
Yeah. Happens to me a lot. I don't know why. I'm like, you know, well, poor Madeline. I'm thinking like, I am such a fan of yours. You're like, okay, security.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you spell stalker?
That's why. H-I-R-A-M.
No, I was just about to kiss your feet, and you went into that story. So I don't know what you're talking about.
No, not doing that. Have you heard of Eva Cassidy? Have you heard of her music?
No.
Okay, neither of you have? I would implore you to go out and buy her stuff. She's a lady who died of cancer about 10 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And her CDs have just gone crazy in the whole Nora Jones-ish kind of scene.
Ooh, okay.
Real, kind of that nicotine voice with that pure punch behind it.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff. So,
White Black.
A white girl, yeah. Sounds like she could be a crossover artist.
Okay.
But yeah.
Canadian or American?
American, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure. But
I will Google.
Eva Cassidy, beautiful voice. Just thought I'd throw that one in.
Thank you. I received
so that. Was, so the whole Juno thing was it? Okay, any other names? I'm going to drop names. This is a name-dropping show.
Well,
it really is.
I mean, you know, let's see. Terry Clark, Jan Arden, Rock Fosseen.
Right. Was Bruce there? Bruce Coburn?
No, he's like you. He's an elitist. No, he's no, he's a great guy, but he doesn't do well with those kind of things.
No.
He's like a Bob Dylan. It's kind of like, I show up and do what I need to do,
and then
I'm so out of there.
Yeah, Keith Green used to do that.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can believe that. I mean, like, would not have time for the machine.
Yeah.
No assimilation by the Borg.
I ran into Bruce in Toronto a couple of weeks ago down at an Army surplus store. He was haggling with the owner.
Oh, I can believe it. I love that. I do. I love that about him. I've only met him twice so far in my life, but great guy.
He is.
You know, you just need to make sure you have a good cup of coffee and you're ready to spar with him.
Yeah, exactly. He'll take you on.
Oh, brother. Come on now.
Yeah. Let's talk about People's Church. Without a doubt, one of my most favorite churches in all of Ontario. I actually went to Paul B. Smith Academy for a year.
No way!
I did. Before I was asked not to come back again. That was the third school I was asked
not
to come back to.
I sensed a sweet spirit about you.
Oh, man. I spent so much time picking gum from underneath the pews in the church. That was my detention.
And those were the days you could have done that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. But the Mission Festival there, the Living Christmas Tree, right?
Yep. All that stuff.
Oswald J., Paul B.
That's right.
You got Itchy and Scratchy. You know what? One of them used to kind of go like this, kind of twist the head.
David Williams, the music director.
Yeah, David Williams.
Him.
That's right.
He
had that
him.
Kind of funky twitch going
that's
on.
That's right,
And then you'd have Paul B.
That's right.
He sounded like an Uzi on slow, you know.
That's right.
He was fun. It was good to make.
I have something, but I can't
no.
say.
You got to keep it all
that's
inside.
Right. Filter, Jesus. Yeah. Filter. Beatitudes. Beatitudes.
But you have had a long-standing relationship with People's Church.
I'm sensing that, my brother.
Yes.
But I never got to the Christian Academy. I got elevated to being associate. What was so? No.
They gave you a title there?
Oh, they did.
How'd you get that? I want one of those.
$50.
Oh,
that's wonders.
Yeah.
My title was artist in residence.
Artist in residence.
Yes. So basically.
So you slept at the church.
Basically. Right. How dry I am. No, talking.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
I'm glad there's no coffee in this room right
oh,
now.
Oh, that's
really
right.
Am.
That's right. I do need a little, you know, a little.
You need nothing, man. Oh, boy.
I woke up this morning. I thought, oh, my gosh, poor Drew. He will not know what hit him.
He doesn't have
it's a black invasion of one. I'm telling you. Okay.
That's right. Your personal life. Are you a married fella or not married, single,
I'm
kids?
I'm happily single.
Happily single.
And, happily single, but happily dating a lovely babe. Hey, babe, are you washing hair right now?
Right.
It's my girlfriend, Sandy.
Pookie? Do we have little pet names for each other?
I do call her Kissy Pookie Face. And she hates
it. Oh,
no,
that is wrong, man.
Oh, look.
You cannot do that.
Well, I do just to irritate her.
Oh, okay, that's all right, then.
It does wonders. Can I, don't call me dad?
Yeah. Kissy Pookie Face.
Kissy Pookie Face, Fluffy Bunny Doll, Lammykins.
Just...
You know, you just got to go the shtick.
Vomit Central right
oh,
there.
Oh, yes. In fact, I got to get a T-shirt with that. That's right.
Oh, man. So how long have you been dating this young
lady
for?
We have been dating for 3 and a bit.
3 and a bit months?
Years.
Oh, years.
Yes,
okay.
Years.
All right.
Sorry.
And you would be, now this is an inappropriate question to ask, I'm sure, but I could have done the research and found out on my own. How old are you? Come on. Bring it.
41.
Have you had everybody and their mother trying to marry you off and hook you
oh
up?
Oh, my gosh.
Right. But when all the women, the mothers, they're like, oh, I've got someone I want you to meet.
Yes.
Did you do any blind dates?
I did one in my life.
Okay.
And it was so uncomfortable.
What was the worst? No names. What's the worst date you've ever been on? That you could say during the show.
I'm too legit to quit.
Okay.
The worst date I was ever on... This person liked me, and I got invited over for a Sunday brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so came thinking I'm going to be there with her and her family, and everyone had been evacuated from the building.
Right.
And so it's just us and the dog. Uh-huh. And then she said, we're going to go swimming in the lake and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, now I'm in the house and I'm doing the, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is so, like.
You're looking for the rabbit on the pot of water on the stove, fatal attraction kind of thing?
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, oh.
Got it.
I mean, sweet girl,
yeah.
But, you know, no.
Yeah.
And so, ate dinner, I masticated that food like nobody's business. I mean, like, it was like shovel. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, let's go swimming. I'm so full,
yeah.
You know.
And you're not supposed to swim until 6 hours after you eat.
You
right?
are. I may look stupid, but I'm processing. Yeah. Okay. So now it's like, okay, I can't swim. So I'm, you go and splash around the water, and I'm just in her bathing suit and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
And I just fell asleep.
What about with the new lady? What's your girlfriend's name again?
Sandy.
Sandy. Okay. First date. Tell me about the first date with her. Was it impressive? Were you Lance romance? You know, were you like my first date with my wife? We were in the back seat of my mom and dad's car. My mom and dad were in the front seat. Let's just be clear.
Just
want to
qualify that.
All right.
Thank you.
And we were going to the doctor's house in Kleinberg, and
great area.
And I why am I telling you this? I blew my nose into the Kleenex. It bounced out and landed on my wife's arm.
That's love. And what did she do?
I knew it was the right girl when she looked at it, looked at me, looked back at it, picked it off, flicked it, and we just went on our way.
Brother.
Yeah. If you can snot on your woman's arm on the first
date. Rope her in. Rope her in. I'm trying to think. My first date with Sandy, well, you see, we first started off being friends, and then then she ended up being my part of my kind of accountability prayer partner kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right.
So we were always like in a continuous kind of like, you know, friendly date kind of caller.
See, this is why you should not pray with members of the opposite sex. You might get into a relationship with them, right?
Well, you know what? I'm okay with this one.
Okay.
I'm feeling God all over this one. Okay.
All right. All right, listen, Hiram Joseph is here, folks. It almost sounds like the show we had last week. We just laughed our heads off last week. We had Mark Lowry, we had Michael Jr., Kerry Pomerale. They're all three comedians.
Wow.
It was just an April Fool's Day, and you're a funny guy.
I didn't realize
you were
funny, control,
too.
Diaper control,
I know. Yeah.
Depends.
What's around the what's around the corner for you?
A lot of great things. If you look at my website, go to HiramJoseph.com. It's been really, really great season of busyness. I know I'm going to be back in this area tomorrow at a Presbyterian church in Etobicoke, so looking forward to that.
Playing all denominations.
Look, brother, I show love to anybody.
Got
anybody.
It.
Got Godly it. Love now.
Yeah.
I'm keep
yeah,
it legit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's happening. Have the potential to go back to Israel, doing a tour with some friends of mine, going to Switzerland next year. So, yeah, you know, I'm really grateful because, let's be honest, it is a slow season since 9/11, and the church has been affected. And I think 2005 into this season has been not the greatest, but for some reason, people still are calling and booking, and I seem to be doing a lot of banquets and all that kind of stuff and fundraising events.
Okay, well, let's promote you here a little bit. People want to book you. All they need to do is go to HiramJoseph.com. That's
correct.
HiramJoseph.com. And there is a contact link you can click on, and there's a booking name and a phone number and the whole thing right there.
Correct.
Correct?
And if I'm not there, my assistant, her name is Tracy, we'd be more than happy to take care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff. Now, I want you to sing again, please. And this is, I love doing this, eh? The whole spontaneous thing.
You want it to be off the cuff, free and live, and just like the way you're doing it. Like you make me feel so relaxed.
You make me feel like a natural woman. No, that's not where I was going. Folks, in the studio, joining us live and backing a wee bit away from the microphone because he's got the strongest pipes in the universe, Hiram Joseph on the Drew Marshall Show.
Glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed. I've been blessed beyond measure, and by His grace alone I overcome. Oh, I can stop and count successes like diamonds in my hand. But those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory and the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone. In Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed, and only His tender mercies could reach beyond my weakness to my needs. And now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, and to count my gains but losses for the glory of my God. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength and my source of Baha'u'llah, not in Buddha, but only in Christ alone.
Hiram Joseph, live in the studio on the Drew Marshall Show, with Madeline Osborne sitting here with her mouth gaping wide open, and also worshiping God at the same time. You brought a cool presence into this place, man, and I like your spirit, I like your sense of humor, I like your ability to laugh at yourself, laugh at life. You don't take yourself too seriously, you are one massively gifted and blessed human being, and I so much have appreciated you being on our show today, Hiram. Thank you.
Brother,
thank you.
My privilege.
Thank you for joining us. And again, HiramJoseph.com is the website, HiramJoseph.com. You can go and book him today, give him a phone call, leave a message, whatever you need to do. Get him over to your church, get him to play at your concert, at your deal, at your bar mitzvah, whatever you need.
Bat mitzvah too.
Yeah, that'll work as well. And the purity of your voice, man, it's so good. A cappella, is there just a quick little a cappella thing we could maybe throw out at all?
Okay. There is a mighty spirit flowing out across the sky.
He's causing love unceasing, fresh fruit springs. Come and lie. There is a mighty spirit flowing out this land. He's causing love unceasing, fresh fruit springs. Come in, lie.
Beautiful. Man, I am just...
That should be your next album.
Blown away, baby. Blown away. You know, my wife and I were at Amy Grant's concert on Thursday night up at Casinorama, and you have the same qualities is what I'm trying to say. You have the same pure, resonating, from the guts kind of singing qualities that Amy Grant has, and I think there are very, very few purists out there. So,
thanks,
good on you, mate.
Thanks the Lord, and my voice teacher.
And your voice teacher. I want to thank
Wanda Thorne.
Why do we always think voice teachers have that kind of persnicketiness about them, huh?
Look, she's too legit, man, and I respect her mightily because she goes, you're adequate. Okay, I got to work more.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we're going to get out of here with one of Hiram's tunes, and when we come back, folks, we got more to talk about here in the Drew Marshall Show. Hiram Joseph taking us out.
God, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God, we sing. Come.